You want even more proof that the anti-gunners know what they're doing is unconstitutional, and they're just trying to make us, we the people, suffer as long as they can before lawsuits destroy them? Or we the people destroy them? What happened on Friday is proof. Proof is in the pudding. Gun Owners of America had recently filed a suit in New York on behalf of Carl Higbee, who's a media member at Newsmax, because if you were not a resident, then you could not get a non-resident permit to carry concealed weapons in New York. They said, if you don't live here, too bad, you don't have the right of the second, you don't have a Second Amendment right to, and you can't bring it into our state. Now, there were a couple workarounds that people did, like if you had property in New York, like a second home or a rental, like a cottage, people would say, you know what, that's my full-time residence, and then they could apply and get their permit through that county, that sheriff. But if you didn't have that little workaround, then you were SOL, out of luck. So GOA sued, and what happened is telling. Speaking of Gun Owners of America, have you made plans to attend GOA's first ever national convention in Knoxville, Tennessee? It's this week. Come ready to see dynamic speakers like Brandon Herrera, John Lovell of Warrior Poet Society, Paul Glasgow, political commenter Dana Lash, and even me, I'll be there too. You'll have the opportunity to interact with hundreds of vendors, including Brownell, Smith & Wesson, Daniel Defense, Canic, and there could even be a few surprises with product launches. New stuff will be launched this week at Goals. There'll be stacked panels of experts, multiple Second Amendment advocacy workshops, and a chance to connect with fellow patriots and GOA staff and their legal team who did what I'm about to tell you about. Mark your calendars, August 17th and 18th, that's this weekend, at the Knoxville Convention Center in Knoxville, Tennessee, and get your tickets now at gunowners.org/GNG. That's gunowners.org/GNG. I look forward to seeing you there. You can conceal carry at this event. There's things for the kids to do as well. There's no excuse not to go. Come enjoy GOA's first ever national convention and see what they're all about. Peek behind the curtain. Let's get back to this lawsuit. So Higbee versus Hochul versus New York. GOA sued because you didn't have the Second Amendment rights to get a permit in New York. And I'm going to tell you first off, if you're new here, I think permits are unconstitutional in and of itself. So we'll leave it at that for now. But this happened, and this is what the New York Police Department put out. NYPD put out a notice of adoption of an emergency rule relating to non-resident applicants for carry licenses and to purchase and registration authorizations. Real quick, NYPD, pursuant to the authority granted by the New York City Charter, sections blah blah blah, hereby adopts the following emergency rule effective immediately relating to non-New York resident applicants for a concealed carry handgun license and to handgun purchase and registration authorizations for all applicants. On June 23rd of 22, the United States Supreme Court ruled in New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruin that the state of New York's proper cause requirement for obtaining a concealed carry firearm license was an unconstitutional restriction on an individual's Second Amendment right to bear arms for self-defense. Since the issuance of that decision, New York City has revised its licensing regulations to remain consistent with the current case law pertaining to handgun licensing and continues to do so in response to evolving Second Amendment jurisprudence, including the Supreme Court's decision in United States versus Rahimi. Current NYPD rules do not contain formal procedures for applicants who do not reside in New York State, are not principally employed within New York City, and do not have their principal place of business in New York City. A process by which non-state residents can apply for a carry license will ensure that the city is able to properly regulate handgun ownership within New York City while also complying with the Bruin decision. And no word about the Constitution. This emergency rule sets forth standards to submit and evaluate applications for carry licenses made by these individuals, hereinafter called non-resident applicants. This emergency rule also amends and clarifies the process of purchasing and adding firearms to an individual's New York City firearm license. So, NYPD said, hey, you know what, Governor Hochul, we're getting sued. GOA is suing everybody. We've been violating people's rights. The Supreme Court slapped us down. The Constitution apparently must be a thing, and people must really have a Second Amendment right. And we're barring everybody who doesn't live in New York from that right. So we're going to put forth this rule to fix that so that we don't get sued. And what they're trying to do is to moot the case. Now, I talked with GOA's legal wizard, and he told me that he doesn't think that this will moot the case because Northern District versus Southern District, two different districts where the lawsuit is and versus where NYPD is. But they're changing the rule only because GOA filed suit. How do you support GOA filing these lawsuits? Well, you become a member. It costs $25, but if you use the link in the description below, it's gunowners.org/gunsgadgets, another slash, you have to have that second slash, you get a discount on your membership. I don't get a nickel out of it. I don't get a penny out of it. They just know that you are a Guns and Gadgets viewer, so they know you love the Second Amendment. They comp you a little discount. And I always ask, look, give that back. Like, donate that right back to them, because this is what they use to fund these lawsuits. Also, if you buy Blackout Coffee and you buy the No Compromise roast that we have, whether it's whole bean, ground, or K-Cup, we give $2 for every one of those items that you order right back to GOA to do what they're doing. So one more thing I want to show you, some things that they deleted that they took a long time, because the Bruin decision came out in June of 2022. It's now August of 2024. They've had 2 years to fix this, but they drag their feet, trying not to change anything until judges kick them in the teeth, thanks to GOA. Check it out. I'm going to show you this real quick on page 2. The following rules govern the NYPD's ability to administer handgun licenses and are issued on an emergency basis pursuant to Section 1043I of Chapter 45 of the New York City Charter. Deleted material is in brackets. Number 2, social media. You used to have to submit all of the current and former social media accounts from the past 3 years. For the purposes of this paragraph, the term social media means a website, application, or other electronic platform whose principal purpose is to facilitate public exchange of information, messages, news, or ideas among such websites, applications, or platform users. So they deleted that because they were requiring you to give them your passwords to your X account, to your Instagram, to your Facebook, to your Twitch, to your YouTube, to whatever. So that they could try to prove, hey, you know what, this person probably doesn't need, in their words, doesn't need to have a gun. So we're going to deny them. Well, the Constitution doesn't say you can do that, and GOA is winning. So that's the long and the short of it is GOA filed a lawsuit. The state saw the writing on the wall. We're going to lose this one too. Let's make some changes so that hopefully a judge will go easy on us. So they instituted an emergency rule. So if you're a non-resident of New York and you've been snuffed before, you've been kicked in the bud, then you're now able to apply for your concealed carry permit. You might say, Jared, we heard of this before. Well, I did the video for GOA asking for people who would want to be plaintiffs to jump in the fray. So if you want to potentially be part of the fix and maybe be part of a future lawsuit, then subscribe to the channel down below. I'll bring you information from the people who actually do it regularly. This instance is GOA, but I've done it for FPC and SAF, and we're all part of the same team, at least in my eyes. We're all part of the same team. We're all part of the same family that's looking to keep our Constitution and the Bill of Rights intact so that maybe our kids can be almost as free as we were. Guys, if you love the Second Amendment, subscribe down below. Join GOA. Come out to the convention, to the Goals Convention in Knoxville, Tennessee. I look forward to meeting y'all. If you see me, stop me, say hi, take a selfie, I want to shake your hand if you're a viewer. I want to meet new people. I think it's going to be a really, really cool time, and look forward to it. Y'all have a great day. Take care.